I think it's the 16th, Friday, walking up the hill, thinking about all the work that I've done already for this module and the work that I still have to do, but feeling that the loads of what I've done, much of what I've done, interesting to me, but very narcissistic. It's all about me, me, me. Very little about the research methodologies. Well, that, in the journal, anyway. I mean, we've obviously been going to the lectures. I've been doing lots of thinking about the research methodology, but I haven't been researching it. And a bit of me wishes that I had. So I suppose, in a way, I'm researching it in doing what I'm doing, in the knowledge of what I'm learning through the lectures. So in a sort of sense, it works. But as with the first module, I felt that I'd run out of time and there's loads more I wanted to research and learn. Same with this one. I would really like to know much more about the actual research methods. And I guess that's up to me to do it, but I just haven't had the time as yet. So they're seedlings. They'll grow, I'm sure. Thinking about the work itself, Assignment 5, that's got to start this weekend, really, in earnest. Talking to Gina in the bar before the lecture yesterday, thinking a lot about art teaching, teaching youngsters and relating this terms of energy, dynamics in the classroom and energy, and how the characters in a class and the relationship between the characters and the teacher affect the dynamic, and how the dynamic affects the outcome. It sort of links back into thinking of what I am as an artist, who I am, what my energy is, and how that energy affects the teaching process and affects the outcome of the kids' bridges. Thinking about this a lot in connection to marking the GCSE and the fact that it's not nearly so good this year. They haven't really broken out of their sketchbooks. And it's just, they're too safe. Is this because I haven't been teaching them? Is this because in the move to the new department, there's the disruption and the compression of the space and taking me out of it has affected the dynamic? Or is it just the chemistry of the group? Are they just boring? Or what is it that makes that different? Do we have to think about teaching in a me not imposing what I think should be happening because I'm not there? And maybe what I think should happen is very dependent on me. So perhaps my energy and my way of doing things is a really critical ingredient, not just in teaching the group, but actually in the department as a whole. And then thinking about trouble we've had this week between the members of staff as we've marked, which has been a very difficult process, and how the dynamic works there, our energy is very subtle and pretty critical. I think a lot about my relationship with my son, which isn't the relationship that I would have foreseen or imagined. And he, well, constantly feel that when he's around, I'm just bad-tempered. I sort of feel like he's demanding and sucking, basically he's a Hoover, sucking the energy out of me. That's what I feel, so up go my defenses. I don't give to him. So presumably he wants more. And I, what an odd relationship. Watching a program on the telly last night about gigantic, hugely fat people who are going into hospital on trolleys to have their fat removed and their stomachs blocked. And mostly they could only have got into that state with the help of someone else. Someone else was doing it, basically. Usually a mother or a partner, usually pretty obese themselves. I'm just sort of wondering why in that relationship. It's not the way any person who loves another would like the situation to be. But somehow that's the situation that arises. And they seem helpless to do anything about it. I'm sure there's much more to talk about this morning, more in relation to methodology. But it's gone from my head at the top of this walk.